6 months into the Israel-Hamas conflict, the conduct and ethics of some Israel Defense Forces members have increasingly come under scrutiny.
Numerous images and videos circulated by pro-Palestinian activists, viewed by millions, depict IDF soldiers blowing up buildings in Gaza, waving women's underwear like flags, and rifling through the possessions of Gazans with gleeful expressions. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
United Nations human rights experts have called for a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
The global experts, part of the UN's special procedures of the Human Rights Council, assert that the tit-for-tat attacks, including Israel's strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria that killed two Iranian generals on April 1st, and Iran's retaliatory rocket and drone strikes on April 13th, violate international law. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A divided Supreme Court is grappling with the scope of a federal obstruction statute used to prosecute hundreds of people who breached the Capitol on January 6, 2021.
The court case, known as Fisher v. U.S., centers on whether federal prosecutors can apply a law passed after the Enron scandal to the January 6th assault. The measure criminalizes corruptly obstructing or impeding an official proceeding, and defense attorneys argue the Justice Department has turned it into a dragnet. Paul Gomez reporting.
Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, may incriminate his wife when he stands trial next month to fight charges that he traded his political influence for cash, gold bars, and a luxury Mercedes, according to newly unsealed court documents.
Menendez's lawyer stated that the senator may testify about communications with his wife that will demonstrate the ways in which she withheld information from him or otherwise led him to believe that nothing unlawful was taking place. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Police have made arrests in the theft of a cargo container that included gold and other items worth over 20 million Canadian dollars stolen from Toronto's Pearson International Airport a year ago, authorities said.
The missing goods were reported to police shortly after the container was taken from a holding area facility following its unloading from a plane. Police declined to provide more details at the time. Wade Addison reporting.
Dubai was hit with severe flooding on Tuesday after 2 years' worth of rain fell in just 24 hours. Records show
over a half foot of rain was recorded in the United Arab Emirates city between 10 p.m. local time Monday and 10 p.m. local time Tuesday, according to the Dubai Meteorological Office. Dubai typically receives 3.12 inches of rain per year on average, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A man who was caring for a three-year-old Wisconsin boy when he vanished in late February pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to a charge of chronic child neglect.
Jesse Vang, 39, entered the plea during his arraignment in a Manitowoc County Court. A judge on April 4th ordered Vang to stand trial on the neglect charge in the disappearance of Elijah View. Vang is being held on a $20,000 cash bond. Liam White reporting.
PepsiCo Inc. has initiated a voluntary recall of some sugar-free and caffeine-free Schweppes ginger ale products because they contain full sugar, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The FDA said in a report earlier this month that the company voluntarily issued the recall on March 9th. The recall impacts 233 cases of 5 fluid-ounce cans, which were shipped to Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.